Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. Caitlin Patterson. Let's Muscle P4P Real Talk in the house. It's one of them days. One of them days, I tell you. But anyway, this program is sponsored by P4P Muscle, the number one drug-free sponsorship foundation in the world. And I know Des can agree with me on this one. Yeah. Yeah, it is. If you're looking for a solid foundation and a vehicle to drive your goals, like what, Des?
Like a Mack truck through ice cream.
I'm about to die on live radio, and Des will be the killer. Pray for me, y'all. Pray for me. Amen. So now let's talk. Hey, Des.
Hey, Caitlin. How are you doing?
I'm sweating bullets. Y'all don't even know. Last show of the year. This might be the last day of my life. Oh, what are the odds?
It's not that serious. It's not that serious. But so here's what he's alluding to. The way it works behind the scenes is someone calls in as host, and then everyone else dials in, and the host has to bring them online. Well, I had dialed in, and tonight Caitlin is the host dialer and was waiting and waiting. And the next thing I know, the show has started, and he hasn't brought me in yet. But anyway, here we are, and it's all good. Nobody's going to kill anybody. He just may have been solo for a little while until we got things worked out. But we got him worked out, so we are good. But he is right. It is the last show of 2017, y'all. Can you believe it? Can you believe it, O'Quillan?
I cannot.
Oh, my gosh.
It seems like yesterday we were supposed to be doing our highlights for 2016.
I know. And you want to know what's even more insane? We are almost halfway to our 3-year anniversary.
Wow.
This is like our half year, almost 3-year anniversary. Half years old right now. Huh?
I said, can you believe that?
I can't believe it.
It's so weird. I mean, like, I know we have lessons. I know you guys are waiting for the topic because we really didn't put one out there. But hey, as much fun as it is, it's got to be more fun than we're thinking because it's going by so fast. Because honestly, I remember meeting Des at the Titan Classic, not even realizing we had met a year prior to that at a show in Illinois when we both competed. And now we're looking at almost 3 years into P4P Real Talk. That, you know, wow. Just wow.
I know. I know, totally crazy. And you know, that's kind of our show topic for tonight. We may have a call-in guest, but have some family activities going on in the background, so not sure if he's going to make it or not, so we're just going to hang tight on that. But in addition to our possible call-in guest, we were looking at touching on highlights. Now, this is not our top 10 recap, which is coming. It's coming next month, no worries. But the just highlights of the year from our perspective, and if you guys have any highlights of your favorite somethings that happened over the last year, let us know. We'll want to talk about those on air too. And what does everybody do when the new year is coming?
Hold on.
What do we got?
Please don't let one of the highlights be of T-E-R-R-Y.
Oh, we've got to the point now where we have to spell it.
I'm
going to
leave the name off. I'm not going to share the name. But, there's five people that agree. For God's sake, don't let that happen. Okay, we won't. I guarantee neither Des nor I will let that happen.
Okay, but we can't promise it might not be one of the top 10 shows of the year. The numbers speak for themselves.
Oh.
We don't get a pick. We don't get a pick, but I don't have everything calculated yet. But we won't have to cover that tonight. So in addition to our highlights, we're also going to talk about, we're also going to talk about goal setting, not resolutions, but hard and fast, tried and true, real, like, goals that we are going to chase with a passion, not just, you know, feel warm and fuzzy about it for a week and then be like, eh. Because, you know, they say resolutions are made to be broken, but you know what? Nobody ever says that about a goal. Goals will never made to be broken. Goals are made to be chased and achieved. So there are my thoughts on that. So with that being said, and without further ado, Mr. O'Kellen O'Patterson, what are some of your highlights, favorite highlights of the year, not including TERRY?
Okay, where do we begin? One, to begin the year, I was really surprised at some of the choices from the previous year because they were so high in numbers. I had no idea. And then I forget that we give out information for the archives and just how many people had gone back. And then to find out there were people that had gone back after we hit the countdown. And I was really surprised at that because, you know, then you had the numbers. If we would have done them a week later, they would have, I mean, been all over the place, and we would have had a new number one. So that was shocking. And, you know, and then for the numbers that we had just keep growing the way they kept growing, I was very surprised with that. But the shows, I would have to say, is some of the names that we had on the show were so original, and a lot of the topics were really original. But one of the ones I loved was Derek and True being on the show and them sharing.
Yep, Truman Ward.
And then to have his wife come on and speak about something that's near and dear to her heart, but also totally different from the topic of her husband. So, you know, we can deal with family members and deal with totally different topics and totally different aspects in the bodybuilding community. And I just loved that whole aspect of how we can go about, you know, picking topics and something that the people can relate to because it's something they're already talking about. And I just love how diverse it is. I know that's not a definite answer, but that's just, you know, for me.
You know, but I would have to agree because that is definitely a mark of how the show has grown and how our listeners have also grown because when we first started, we were all about the athlete, and we still are, don't get me wrong. But then our listeners were like, we want to hear about athletes, but we want to hear from athletes about topics, everyday topics that are impacting their lives. And that's really when we got that listener feedback. We expanded to cover more of the areas that Kaylin's talking about. We talked about, you know, dealing with racism. We've talked about depression. We've talked about body shaming. We've talked about, I mean, just overcoming so many different obstacles that impact a lot of people's lives. Because even though we're bringing on the athletes, talking about these athletes, all of you out there were talking about family members or people that you know, or even you yourself, that were dealing with some of the same issues and challenges. And, you know, it's because of your feedback and just the way you guys have grown and matured and your questions that you're asking that have enabled us to grow and mature and really expand the show and its content to outside of where we first started. And I think that's very exciting.
Yes. And we've already got a question, and this is something I never thought about, but hey, you know, let's ask it and we'll put it out there. This is from Gregory, and he wants to know, how did we get Midwest Muscle and Midwest Muscle videos and P4P Real Talk radio show to mesh so well? And I'll let Dez start with that one.
Wow. You know, I'll just say divine providence. I don't think anything that we've accomplished thus far was of our own doing. We didn't really have a roadmap. We're just out here doing us and listening to you guys.
Yeah.
And trying to meet your needs. And so that's kind of how it goes. I mean, and we are out there you know, on behalf of Midwest Muscle, we try to cover as many shows as we can, meet as many athletes as we can. And in meeting them and learning their stories and perspectives, you know, then that kind of segues into, wow, we should really have them for a full feature interview on P4P Real Talk, because that's exactly up the alley of what it is that, you know, our listeners are wanting to hear. So, I mean, that's definitely one way, is just networking and meeting more and more natties out there and, you know, asking questions, listening to their stories, and then bringing the ones that seem to fit most closely with the feedback that we're getting to the airwaves. I mean, I don't know. That's kind of my thoughts on that. Kaylin, how about you?
Well, our platform, our foundation, you know, first and foremost, God had to be first. That was our main thing. Second, naturals had to be the topic. And
yes,
we wanted them to have a voice. We were willing to cover the grounds and do the footwork, the leg work, and like that said, the networking, and, you know, give the rest to God and have it happen. And it's worked. It has worked, and the Lord has blessed us abundantly. And I'm very thankful for all that He's blessed us with. But it does take a lot of work. It does take a lot of leg work. It does take a lot of networking. It does take a lot of reaching out. But we did it with the understanding that it wasn't about us. I mean, we were basically bringing the competitors to the listeners, and we were going to be the bridge. We were going to be the gap, and the Lord would take care of the rest. And I was just, you know, so thankful to God that He just never let us give up, you know, because there's some tough times, there's some hard times, and there's life and there's family. And there's a whole lot of things that could have gotten in the way if we had not been so passionate about what we were willing to do. But thank God that He gave us the strength and the courage to reach out and do what we did. So basically, I mean, you're talking about the same two people, even though we're covering two different mediums. But we enjoy it that much that it's not like we get sick of it. Because, you know, if it's not a passion, it is work. I'm here to tell you, I've seen people burn out that had such fire and such, you know, drive to do this thing. And then when they reach it, they just, it, something goes away, and actually, you know, the passion's gone, and they disappear. And thanks be to God that it truly was a passion for both of us. And we speak to each other a lot, so it's not like we're, I mean, not unknown to each other. So it's never been a job. And I'm thankful to God for that, that it's never been a job to basically meet people, hear their story, and relate it to the listeners so they can ask the questions to get it done. And I think the one thing that we never wanted was to be owned by an organization or be named to anyone. It had to be about the athletes. It had to have God first, and we had to be the ones that were willing to do the work and the sacrifice to make it happen. And then all praise to God, that has worked out, and we've been rewarded abundantly.
And that we have. And, you know, when I said we didn't have a game plan, it's exactly the way Kaylin described it. I mean, we had a vision for where, you know, for the way we wanted to run things, but it's been in the hands of the Almighty from the beginning. So that's just kind of how it goes. I mean, even we're surprised. We're surprised.
Okay,
and one of those surprises, and one of my highlights of this year, is just how far internationally the show has grown. And even though I got myself in a little bit of trouble, I'm just absolutely blown away the areas that the show is reaching around the world. I never in a million years could have ever imagined that. And that is so exciting. And let me tell you, I mean, I get tickled pink when we hear from any of you, but I really get tickled pink when people from other countries chime in and say hello or give shout outs or get upset because there was representation in their country of people listening to us. But I mean, really, guys, that is such a surprise to me that happened. I mean, I when I say I'm blown away, I mean, just literally just blown away, because I never could have imagined that. I never could have imagined that. And I never could have imagined the amount of listener interaction that we have at this point, because when we started out, we didn't really have any. And so you really were kind of just listening to the Desiree and Kaylin show, because all the questions were everything that were on our minds that we were asking our guests. And it is so much more fun, and we get a better cross-section of questions when you guys participate. I mean, so those are both things that I've absolutely just been blown away with, especially over this past year.
That's a good point and very valid. And one of the things that's always just so weird to me is, you know, the name Midwest Mouthful and P for P Real Talk, we were dealing with the Midwest. I mean, granted, we were meeting people from different states, East or West Coast, but it was like we had started out, it was just from the eyes of the Midwest, because we didn't really have a voice in this region, especially for the natural athletes, and we wanted that to happen. So just to be talking to people on the East Coast was amazing. I mean, it was really fun, and we get to hear the accents and the different dialects, and so it's like, wow, that's really neat. And then you hear from China, and then you hear from Australia, and it's like, whoa, wait, what just happened?
Yeah. No. It's just amazing. So again, all of the things, I mean, most of our highlights of this year have absolutely nothing to do with us. Everything to do with the forces around us, with the God above us and the people around us. I mean, it really has very little to do with that, but I'm still so amazed at that. And then speaking of that, traveling to Pennsylvania this year.
Yes.
That was definitely a highlight. And covering that show, and I mean, it's really the first time that we've been invited outside of the Midwest to come and highlight athletes at a show. And to me, that was a pretty big deal.
Oh, it was very big. And the fact that we could be P4P Real Talk, the fact that we could be Midwest Muscle, and the fact that we were doing everything we wanted to do in passion and in love and in truth. And it was so real. And it was, I don't want to say it was surreal, because it wasn't. It was something it's been a goal of theirs. She's got those lights in her eyes, and they just say this can happen. And somehow, some way, I guess, well, I don't guess, I know, her prayer had been answered, because this is something that she had spoken on a year prior. And lo and behold, a year later, here we are going out there and addressing the needs of the athletes. And that's exactly what we were there to do. And we were so welcomed by the audience. We were so welcomed by the athletes, and we were so welcomed by the promoters. And it was just, it was heartfelt. And I mean, aside from what had happened while we were there, it was already fun. I can't express, when you have people that are truly passionate, like Earl Snyder and Terry Wetzel, where they're just so into addressing the needs of the athletes that they're willing to do what it takes to make them feel as important as the hard work they've done. And that's what Des and I have been talking about on this show. And if we're lying, you can go back in the archives and check us, because this is one thing that's really sincere to our hearts, that the athletes be addressed as athletes and competitors, because they bust their behinds and they work really hard to get on that stage.
Without a doubt. All right. What else you got? What else you got, O'Kellen?
Okay, this is this is another one from Kyle, and he says, you guys cannot overlook Dez winning overall at the Big Midway Show. I think he just doesn't know the name. Okay, the Natural Southern State Fighter.
Yes. Oh, thank you, Kyle. Yeah, I mean, that was a big deal for me. And oh my gosh, my heart is so touched that, you know, anyone out there would be like, oh my gosh, you guys have to mention that. So I mean, that's awesome. But you know, as far as personal goals, and we're going to talk about goals here in a little bit, but that was my goal coming into this year as a competitor. I had actually, I don't know if I've shared this with you guys or not, but I had actually won my pro status as a master's probably about a couple of years ago. After I had won that, and back then that was the IFPA before it became the IPE. And that's when I took my 18-month hiatus right after I did that. So, but my goal was I always wanted to win a pro card in the open. And that's not to take anything away from master competitors anywhere, because as we've seen all throughout the year, and this is another great thing now that we're talking about it, masters are coming in, competitors 40 and older are coming in and sweeping open classes and overalls, I mean, left and right, men and women in different categories. So nothing to take away with that. But it was just my personal goal that I wanted to win in the open. And you know what? Praise the Lord, it happened. And thank you for remembering that. And now I'm just looking to close this loop as I go into 2018. And I got to hit that pro stage. So that's a goal coming up. But Kaylin, go ahead and jump in there. I know you've got something you wanted to add.
Yes, Brenda is asking, and it's you know, like we do get ahead of ourselves sometimes. And Brenda's saying, well, what's the difference between Masters and Open? And as competitors, it's not much of a difference, especially when you have shows that big. But as competitors, there's always something missing if you win in a category that doesn't include everyone. And the difference with Masters is that people are being left out, and they might win the Open, and there's always that thought in the back of a competitor's mind. I'm not talking about the audience. I'm not talking about the audience. I'm talking about a true competitor. You don't want anyone left out of the competition you in, because if you win the overall, you want everyone to be considered as competition when you're winning. That's not ego. Yep. That's not pride. That's competitive nature. So, Brett, a good question. I know people might think it's kind of semantics with saying, but this and this, but I'm telling you, as a competitor, you don't want nobody to have a chance to say they had a chance at your overall and not being able to step on stage with you. That's competitive nature. That's the nature of the beast, and I'll let Des cover that from the female side.
I mean, it what he said, it just is. So, I mean, the difference is, and sometimes it varies by organization, but masters are differentiated by age. So a master's category could be 35 and older. It could be 40 and older. Open is basically 18 on up. As Kaylin had said, open includes everybody. It's not, you know, you have your novice category, which are for competitors who have competed before but haven't placed higher than third in a given category. It used to be novice was just for beginners, but now they have a beginners category we're starting to see creep in certain organizations. So those are for first-time competitors. And then your novice is more reserved for athletes who have competed before but haven't placed higher than fourth or so in a category, and then, you know, the categories kind of go up. So, you know, that's what they call crossover categories, where if you, say for myself, when I entered, when I was competing at the amateur level, which I still am, I haven't competed pro yet, but that's the next phase, but I digress. So I could compete in the open category, and then I could cross over and also compete in master's category if I chose to. And a lot of times you'll see competitors that will compete in novice and in the open, or, you know, whatever categories are applicable to them. So those are the differences there. But, you know, as a competitor, that was just my goal. And again, it doesn't take anything away from anybody else.
Yeah,
it was a goal. That's just what I wanted for myself. So, I think crossover was the next question. So hopefully I've answered that for you, but go ahead, Kaylin.
Yeah, the next question was, what's the difference between Masters, Open, and then crossovers? And I think we're going into something that Des already chimed in on. But I don't think that's relating to the same thing, because Masters is bikini is still bikini. And crossovers is something totally different. I'll let you handle that one, Des.
Oh, yeah. When I said crossover, I'm talking about crossover still within a category, just, you know, from novice to the open category to masters. I would consider that all in the same class, you know, all bikini, all. We have referenced before about crossover from completely different categories. So, for instance, bikini competitors crossing over into figure or vice versa. And that's probably a topic for another show, without getting too deep into it. But I guess crossover can refer to a couple different things. So competing in multiple categories, crossing over into multiple categories, or multiple competitions. How am I even explaining that? crossing over into multiple. Yeah, it's got to be categories within a class. That's what I wanted to say. Multiple categories within a class, that's one form of crossover. So from novice to open to master, all, you know, either all bikini, all figure, all what have you, or crossing over between classes. So there's crossover between categories and crossing over between classes. There we go. Woo!
Yes.
Long-winded way of trying to explain that. Sorry, folks. And then, so just kind of moving on, hopefully I've answered that, but if not, we'll definitely have to spend more time on that on another show. I think 2017 or 18, we'll definitely have to get into that more. But, I don't know, Kaylin, another highlight is, you know, not only did we have individuals listening to us from around the world, but 2017 saw the first time that we had international guests on the show as well. So we had, go ahead and break out your Aussie accent. We had Justin Figuera. How do you say that?
Justin Figuera. And
Tanaka Heinemann. I can't say it like he does, but I like to try. So, and we were working really hard to get our guy from Italy on the show, but it just hasn't worked out yet. And they emphasize the word yet. So we are definitely not done with our tour around the world and getting more athletes on. But, boy, what a great start. We had a lot of fun with those two.
Yes. Well, I don't want to overlook Vicky McCann being from England. She was she broke the mold with the way she was into the show. And God bless her for staying up so late and doing the show live.
I know. You know what? I stand corrected. Yep, I stand corrected. She was our first international. She was our first.
Oh, yeah, we had three people that chimed in about that. So there's no way I'm going to gloss over that one. They love her over there, and they love her fire and her passion. And she's like my sister, I'm telling you, because she busts her butt to put on good shows, and she does a lot of traveling. And sadly, you know, being a woman that works really hard, there's going to be some back talk because, let's be honest, some guys are afraid of strong women, and they basically show their behind from time to time. And she has just weathered the storm, and I'm very proud of her. But also the fact that, you know, working those kind of hours and still giving us that kind of time, it's so late at night. I mean, it's just crazy how you know, and it's thinking – that's such respect, and I got to give her respect back for doing that for us. But it's just been a blessing to have these opportunities and have these big-named individuals that are willing to come on the show.
Yes, no doubt, no doubt. We've got about 15 minutes left on tonight's show already. It's a little bit of a shorter show, I know. I mean, those are basically my main highlights, and I know that we are going to get to more of them. I'm sure more are going to pop up as we get into our top 10 shows of 2017 here in the next couple of weeks. But we also want to talk about goal setting because, you know, with the new year coming up, it's always good to have. Go on.
Okay, well, this is from Craig, and he's saying, you guys can't get off this show without speaking about the more than important topics of families dealing with suicide, personal weight losses, the transformation category. Okay, wow, you got a list here, buddy. All right. We're going to talk about all that stuff, and I guess we need to move it along because they're waiting and seeing if their top 10 matches up with ours.
I know, and I will tell you right now without giving away the boat. It doesn't matter if that phrase is right or not. So we did kind of cover that earlier in the fact that the way that our content has matured and expanded and that we're covering those topics, those types of topics, thanks to you guys. So we did kind of touch on that as a highlight. It was definitely there. We just didn't go topic by topic. But I can tell you that some of those topics, I'm pretty sure, will be making a debut on our top 10 for 2017.
Okay.
But, but no doubt. I mean, we did cover some pretty groundbreaking stuff. Huh?
This is from Mac, and he said one of the most realist, is that a word? One of the most real.
It is tonight.
Okay, one of the most realist topics you guys have covered is the young man who was talking about losing his ability to have children in the attempt to become a stronger individual using drugs.
Yes.
Okay, I know which one he's talking about. Okay, yes. Yes, I know which one he's talking about. Wow.
Yep, that's when we had Zach, I'm going to murder his last name, Weider, which is it? Is it Weider?
Weider. We'll go with
Weider. Okay, yep. It's Zach W., so I know exactly who you were talking about, even if I can't remember the pronunciation. But we had him on a couple of shows, and he was very upfront and honest about that. And, you know, there are a lot of, I'll call them hidden dangers or the unspeakables that go along with steroid use that people just don't talk about but can be very real side effects. Steroid use. And I know there are those that are out there that are going to say there are thousands of people that use them without having experienced any of those side effects. Okay, and that's true. All right. But there are those that have. And it's for those individuals or people who could be like those that experience the side effects that we have those kinds of shows. So, so sterility, erectile dysfunction, among other things. I mean, yeah, very real. And it's happened. And thanks for pointing that out. It is the realist. It is one of the realists.
Yeah. That's crazy. Okay, now they're highlighting Crystal on the show.
Yes.
Brittany.
Yep.
So, guys, honestly, and I'll say this, Des can back me because it's the guy's honest truth. There's no script for our show. We have a layout of the questions we would like to start, or the presentation, I guess the best way to say it. But after that, I don't want to say it's anything goes because we have guidelines with language and, you know, certain topics we discuss. But, you know, some of them are, I mean, we've got some perverted people, and yeah, those questions never make it to the air, and they never will. Okay, so you know the people that are listening, that send in that stuff, you know who you are. So stop it, because honestly, it's just never going to happen. But you know, other than that, it's an open show. It's real talk. I mean, Des and I have both made sure that the guest has every right to speak their piece. And we give them every opportunity to do so. And sometimes we'd like them to say a little bit more because the information they're given isn't enough for the listeners. And we get the question marks. God knows we get the question marks. And we want them to bring that information out more full or better. But, you know, sometimes they're just not forthgiving and we can't press them. Okay? So a lot of times the questions don't get asked because we know they're not going to answer them. But other than that, we're not restricting anyone. We're not scripting any show. So, you know, what you hear is what that guest is willing to give. And a lot of times, even Des and I are blown away with how in-depth they go with that. And I'll let her go from there.
Yep. Yeah, no, I mean, just exactly what he said. And in addition to, you know, the names that and the topics that Kaylin has put out there. I mean, we've had guests talking about morbid obesity and fighting back from that. We've had cancer survivors. We've had people dealing with depression. We've had,
epilepsy.
You know, people. We had Wes. Yeah, epilepsy. We've had Wes Hamilton, who was shot. And, you know, he's now paralyzed and confined to a wheelchair, and he's climbing ropes in his wheelchair. He found bodybuilding after he was shot. You know, folks who are in accidents and now have prosthetics and are very competitive bodybuilder. Yes, exactly. So, I mean, just story after story, and we're blown away.
Yeah, we've got... I mean, it's a very diverse background, and I mean, honestly, I'm getting goosebumps just thinking, because it's like we forget to relive the moments we've had because we're always looking ahead, and it's good to have these year-end shows because, wow. I mean, like, right
brain,
now, I'm just thinking
brain surgeries.
Yes. Neck, spinal deformities. One of our good friends, Jenny Tama. I don't even know how to describe. Yeah. It's just so much, so much. So, you know, the main thing we've seen is that, you know, we get to see the audience and get to hear them back, I mean, outside the audience when everybody's leaving, and they're saying, oh, they look so perfect, and, you know, it's so easy for them. And we're bringing these shows, and we're showing you that you have no clue what's going on in these people's lives just because you see them on stage, but they made it. They made it through all of the stuff that they've gone through, and they still found a way. And that's what we're trying to relay to you. In your lives, if you never set foot on stage, still get the opportunity to make it. If you've got a goal, you can get there. It's going to take a lot of people. It's going to take a lot of heartache. It's going to take a lot of pain, a lot of suffering, a lot of sacrifice. But if you do it with the intent to actually get there and not have an excuse slow you down or break you, you'll make it. Because these people are doing it every single day of the week, of the month, and they make it. And there's plenty of people that basically wanted to get that first place trophy without the first place work, and they don't make it. And there's a lot of hate, there's a lot of bitterness, and there's a lot of shortcomings in that person or individual, but we're bringing people to you all year that have found a way. And I'm telling you, there's nothing special about us other than the fact that we want to get there. If you're special, you'll get there as well, and I guarantee it will happen. And I want to have that microphone in front of you. I want to have Dez sitting there, you know, laughing and chuckling and giggling to me, because I'm doing something stupid to find a way to get that person backstage without having them lose the moment with their family and friends and eating that garbage food at the end of the show. We love
that. We all like so much.
Yes, that peanut butter bucket and spoon. that came in. That's one of them. That's one of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does she have her peanut butter spoon? And I would say yes.
I have a massive peanut butter spoon. I sure do.
And she posted on Midwest Month.
I sure did.
Can.
Oh, I can. Oh,
did
yeah.
You
can. I posted it on my personal page a while back, but I will dig it out and I'll post it back on there. I'll post it on the Midwest Muscle site for everyone to see.
Okay, they need your hand and face. So they can see just how big it is. No, guys, this is a big spoon. I don't think you understand what we're saying. This is a big spoon. It's more like a ladle.
I don't think it's that big, but it's a big spoon, and it's engraved on it, and it says peanut butter spoon. I will tell you this. It does hold more than 2 tablespoons on it, which is not a hell heck of a lot. It might hold 4, maybe even 6 on a good day. I don't know. But it's more than I could ever eat in one sitting if I'm following my macros the way I should be. And that's a big if.
Woo. You'd be in the land of the lost if you use that thing.
Man, oh, man. You know what? We've only got 5 minutes left. The goals, we'll get to that on another show. Let's just keep going with the highlights. So we've been talking about our highlights, and you guys have shared some of the thoughts on your highlights. What else do you have out there in listener land? What else do we have? Any more questions that we need to address, Kaylin?
They're putting me on the spot.
Uh-oh, what happened? Let's have it.
Can we ask this?
Let's have it.
Can we ask this one at another on the other show?
I don't know what it is. So I guess all I can say is yes. If you're not prepared
well,
to answer it,
yes. Already scared that she's going to be competing as a pro next year. What about
Kaylin? Uh-oh, yeah.
This is a tough one. Guys, I've had, well, there's, like I said, there's a lot of sacrifice and dedication, but there's a lot of pitfalls in getting to stage, and life happens in between. And I've had my run-of-the-mill in troubles and heartache and suffering and car and truck and motorcycle, and it's just been a beatdown. Even though the Lord has blessed me to show up to certain events, it's still been incredibly hard to do so. So if everything works out, yes, I will be on stage next year. I plan on being at the Chi-Town Showdown competing. But other than that, I don't want to put anything out there because as much as I planned to do last year, I wasn't able to do much of anything other than basically represent the natural industry for P4P and for the athlete. So, you know, if all goes according to plan, yes, I will be on stage and I will be on stage a lot. If things happen like they did last year, then I can't really say other than the Chi-Town Showdown. Is that fair enough?
Hey, I mean, I guess I'll be settled for that, even though I'm not exactly happy about that because Kaylin and I will be at, it's looking now, if everything happens the way that it's supposed to, our first shows of 2018 will be at two different venues.
Yes.
So I will be at one place and he will be at another.
And
we won't even
be
able to cheer for each other.
This will be the first time.
But you know, in all things, we'll still try and do interviews with the athletes as much as we can. It's kind of hard to compete and do interviews at the same time when you're by yourself, because there's just so much going on, and you know, trying to keep your focus and your stage game ready and all of that kind of stuff. But we're gonna do our best. We're gonna do our best and bring the best of both shows. And you know, God willing, we'll both have brought great presentations to the stage, and we'll see what happens.
Yes, but that will be the only one where you guys have to feel like the Team Awesome is not together. But just know that it's already broken our hearts, because this is something, like I said, we grew together, and it's not just radio banter. It's real. So, you know, that it's Team Awesome for a reason, because God brought it together and we're thankful for it.
That we are.
I know.
You know, and I will say this too. I definitely feel that shows are more complete when we have a chance to do them together. And right now I'm talking about P4P Real Talk, but competition as well, than when we're just not, because we're just able to cover so much more ground and, support each other. And, you know, that support system is so important. Thankful that my husband travels with me, and he's actually been very helpful to Kaylin and I in doing our interviews. And, you know, we kind of feel like we have a ground crew. I mean, and that's really been helpful in catching more athletes and getting more interviews done. So, I mean, you know, we're not going to talk really about goals, but we have goals to continue to build and improve Midwest Muscle and P4P Real Talk and take it yet to even another level, so we can just continue to raise that bar and that experience and do good interviews with even more people. So we're working. Oh, man, we only got 30 seconds. All right, Kaylin. So thanks so much, guys, for tonight. I mean, really, if you've been listening to the show, you are, like, pretty much the highlight of our year, because you've been tied to so many things and so many improvements that we've built upon. So thank you for that. Real quick, our next 3 weeks are jam-packed. So our top 10 is going to be a couple weeks in, but we've got a lot of great interviews already scheduled. One thing you need to know before we run out of time is that our January 18th show is going to be earlier than scheduled, earlier than normal. We'll talk about that more. But hurry up, Kaylin. Quick snickerdoodle.
Snickerdoodle, snickerdoodle.
All right, guys. Your body is a temple, so let's build it.